Everyone believes that too, I'm sure. Okay, so everyone should have a handout. This is Mack Lyons. It was actually the last sermon in a series. I have relied a lot on Mack Lyons' studies and his sermons.
Is he still living?
No. He was actually replaced like, I want to say 10 years ago. Yeah. Okay. But it was like my first exposure to a series of lessons on the Holy Spirit. That's why I've relied. And, of course, Mack, he always uses scriptures. He uses plenty of scriptures, and he's well-respected among the brethren. But what we have here is not found in that other book that we've been using. In fact, the only other place I've found a discussion on miracles is from Mark Copeland's study, which you can get online, and Executable Outlines. He has a study about miracles. Okay. Okay, that being said, notice at the very top, I like his prayer here. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, pray to you today in the name of Jesus. Give our thanks and our praise for revealing yourself to us in your Son, sending us the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us to abide in you and walk in the ways that Jesus taught. And we've discussed that. That's what the Holy Spirit helps us to do. Abide in him, abide in God in Christ, and walk in the way that Jesus taught. Okay. That being said, let's start out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day and thankful that we have this place to come together. We thank you, Lord, for the Bible and the truth that it teaches and how it teaches us about the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which does us, just as Mack said, guides us and to the ways that you would have us to learn and helps us to follow in the way of Christ. We pray for our study. We pray that you'd be with all the works that we strive to do. Be with us, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I think I've seen some come in. Did you get a copy of this? Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Helps if you turn these things on. There we go. Still not moving. There we go. Okay. Just a few things that to remind us of what we have studied up there on the slide. Right now, this very moment, the Holy Spirit dwells in me. You should be accepting that by now. Holy Spirit has given life to the Spirit in me. And we saw that when we studied Romans 8 through 11. Holy Spirit is at work in my life. The Holy Spirit is Christ in me. Remember Galatians 2:20? I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. Okay. It's a good way to remember that. Holy Spirit is Christ in me. And another thing, the Holy Spirit is willing and able to transform me into the character of Christ. He works with us for that purpose. That's one of the purpose, one of its purposes, transform us into the character of Christ. Okay, today we're going to talk about the miraculous gifts of the Spirit. Many people, when you say Holy Spirit, they think of the miraculous gifts. And it's true that the Holy Spirit did give miraculous gifts to the apostles and some others during New Testament times. But we will show that today the miraculous gifts are not given. No one has the miraculous gifts today. Not the gifts that the apostles were given. We will show that. But let's start off by looking at a few things that Mac says. On your handout, look at the fourth paragraph where it says, however. Everybody with me? Where it says, however. However, unlike God and Christ, the Holy Spirit does not possess sovereign power. By that, it means he doesn't have the full power of God and Christ. Okay. It's interesting and it's worthy of note here that in the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit never calls attention to himself. I mean, the Holy Spirit is not free to exercise his power except by the will of God and Christ. When Jesus promised the apostles, he said, and this is from John 16:13, Jesus said, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come. Okay, notice verse 14. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Okay, so what was the Holy Spirit to do? Remind us, the apostles, and remind us and the apostles of what Jesus had said. He would reveal all truth, and he would glorify me, which is Christ. He would glorify Christ. Christ said that, so he would glorify Christ. Was he to draw attention to himself? No. Just as Max said, and just as Christ says there. He was to draw attention to Christ and to the words of Christ. Okay. All right. From there, Mac is going to talk about Christ and his authority and what it says in Ephesians. We're going to skip through that and go to the back of your handout. Turn your handout over. I want you to see something that says there. On the back of the front sheet, Max says, then it's by God's design that the fullness of deity dwells in Christ, that Christ might have preeminence in all things. Colossians 1:18 teaches that. Therefore, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, including the exercise of his miraculous powers, is in all conjunction and cooperation with that of God and Christ. Okay. All conjunction cooperates. It goes with that which God and Christ have taught us. Spirit's ultimate purpose is a reconciliation of God and man. God can see the plan of reconciliation. Christ executed it. The Holy Spirit revealed it. Without the Holy Spirit, the riches in Christ would remain securely stored in heaven's keeping. Because so much is being taught to the contrary, it must be stressed that the miracles ascribed to the working of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament are done for no reason than what can be associated with the revelation, confirmation of the gospel message. Okay. And as you get to the last part, that's important. It tells us what the miraculous gifts were for. What were they for? Revelation, confirmation of the gospel message. Okay. Everyone see that in the last, very last part. Okay. That's what the miraculous gifts were given out for. Okay. All right. From there, Mac proves it with some scriptures. Okay. I got them up, one of them up on the screen, or you can read it in your handout. Wherever it's easier for you to read. Okay. And the part that's bold on your handout is this script, first scripture from Mark 16. And he, that's Christ, Christ said, "These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And they drink any, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. And they, that's the apostles, they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Okay? Confirming the word through the accompanying signs. That's the words of Christ. Okay? And did you notice the things it said that the apostles would be able to do? Okay? Did you see that in that passage? All kinds of miraculous deeds, right? Being able to pick up serpents, drink something deadly, wouldn't hurt them. Okay. From time to time, you will hear of people claiming the ability to do this today. But we never see it, do we? Never see, actually see it. Okay. But the apostles, they had this ability. They were given this ability by the Holy Spirit. Okay. And some of those that they laid their hands on, they were given the miraculous powers. And for what reason? What does it say? To confirm the word through the accompanying signs. Okay. That's important. Everybody see that? Confirm the word through the accompanying signs. The signs were to prove and authenticate what the apostles were teaching. The apostles were teaching the gospel, teaching how people could be saved, and that by doing miracles, people knew that they were from God. Okay. All right. All right. Next, we see that Mac uses a scripture from Luke. And this will also be up on the screen. Mac starts with verse 46, whereas I've got verses 44 through 49 up on the screen. I'm going to read what's on the screen for. Then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, Okay, again, this is Christ speaking. These words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written, thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in his name to all nations beginning in Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. What was the promise of the Father? Promise of the Holy Spirit. Okay? He had already said that in an earlier scripture. Or when he had spoke to him earlier before. Promise of the Father was the Holy Spirit to come upon him. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. So as we discussed a couple weeks ago, the apostles stayed in Jerusalem until the day of Pentecost. And then you remember they preached and 3,000 obeyed the gospel. Okay. And they were told to believe, repent, and be baptized for the remission of sins, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit just as we do, but they were not given the miraculous gifts. Some were, those of the apostles laid their hands on, but not all were given the miraculous gifts. But yet all were given the gift of the Holy Spirit, just as we do. Now again, the purpose of the miraculous gifts was to confirm, reveal, and confirm the word, right? Aid the apostles in revealing, confirming the word. Okay. I think I have another. Yeah. Up on the screen I have that passage in Mark, and I have another passage from Hebrews. Okay. Up on the screen, Hebrews chapter 2 and verses 3 and 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? Okay, who is that? Who were those that heard him? The apostles, right? The apostles. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Okay. Has a question mark at the end because it starts out as a question. How should we escape? Okay. Alright, so what was the purpose of the miraculous gifts? Why were they given to the apostles? What does it say there?
To prove their authority.
To prove their authority, huh? Prove and confirm what they were saying. Okay. These men are speaking the truth. Okay. Confirm the word. Help them reveal the word. Help them confirm the word, okay? Now, your study from Mac Lyon points that out, and we also have these two scriptures here. Okay. The Now look at this slide up on the board. It tells you how they receive the gifts. Okay. From the Holy Spirit Himself. Okay. This is not on your handout, but it's from Mark Copeland's study. If we were to go to 1 Corinthians 12:11, we would see that the Holy Spirit distributed the gifts. And those of certain roles likely received more gifts, such as the apostles. 1 Corinthians tells us that. And then it tells on special occasions, like the day of Pentecost, apostles were given it, and through the laying of hands. Okay. We discussed the Samaritans and how Peter and John had to come. They did not have miraculous gifts until Peter and John came, laid hands on them. Paul passed on the gifts to the disciples of John. Remember that? He laid his hands on the disciples of John. Paul himself received the gifts from the laying of hands by Ananias. See that in Acts 9:17. Timothy received the gift by the hands of the elders. Through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, in miraculous manifestations was imparted the laying of hands. Okay? So some received the gifts, some did not. Okay? Not all did. In fact, Mac Lyon, in his study, says that John the Baptist, who had the Holy Spirit, was filled with the Holy Spirit, but yet he didn't know miracles. Okay. John the Baptist, we know him. He preached the word. He was a great preacher, baptized many, filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that. But he did not have the ability to do any miracles. How do I know that? John 10:41 tells us John did no signs. Okay. John did not do any miracles. Okay. So some were given the miraculous gifts and some were not during that early church. Any questions or comments? Okay. If you have your Bibles, go to 1 Corinthians 12. Most of our study from this point will be in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. In 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 7, and if you don't have your Bible, it's up on the screen. But in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul, well, basically he's correcting the Corinthians. There are those who were abusing their gifts, and some were puffed up about their gifts. So Paul he's correcting them and telling them what their gifts were for. But in verse 7, it tells us this about the gifts and where they came from. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Given by the Spirit, okay, notice that, given by the Spirit for the profit of all. Why did he say that? Well, because the Corinthians were Some of them were doing it for their own benefit. They were puffed up about it. I have this miraculous gift. I can speak in a foreign language. Okay. So Paul says, but those gifts are for everybody's benefit. Okay. And then he goes on to list them. Begin with verse 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of the miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues. Okay, again, foreign language. And to another the interpretation of tongues. Okay. But one and the same Spirit works in all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Okay, as he wills. The Holy Spirit had the power to distribute them as he willed. He was given that authority by God, from God. Paul tells us that. Now, if you were counting them, you would see there was 9 of them. He listed 9 miraculous gifts. And I have a brief explanation of each one of them up there. Some of those are self-explanatory, like the words of wisdom, words of knowledge. Notice what it says about faith. This was not the faith that you and I have, but it was a miraculous faith, the faith in performing miracles. Okay. And it says gifts of healing. Some had the ability to heal sicknesses, heal injuries. Working of miracles besides healing. They could do miracles. I was trying to think of an example of that. And the only one I could think of was when Jesus went by a fig tree and the fig tree was not, well, it had no fruit, and immediately he caused the tree to die. Am I making this up, or was that true? Did that happen? Okay. That's the only one I could think of. Maybe you can think of another miraculous thing that Jesus or the apostles did. Okay. Anyway, they had the power to do that. Okay. Things like that. Prophecy. And in this context, it meant inspired predictions of the future. Okay. Discerning of spirits. Ability to tell whether someone was speaking the truth or was making things up. So some had that ability. Discerning of spirits. And of course, kinds of tongues. Speaking in foreign language or interpreting in foreign language. Okay, we already looked at that, didn't we? Yeah. Talked about how people receive the gifts. Okay. On the back, very back of your handout, Mac has a discussion about how long the gifts were to last. And he compares it like like a child seat, a baby seat. You know how baby seat, babies and children need those. But as they get older, as they reach a certain age, they no longer need them. Well, it was the same with the miraculous gifts. After a certain age, and then after we received all the revealed word, the miraculous gifts were no longer needed. Okay. All right. So look at the very back of your handout. Very back of your handout, where the second paragraph. Okay, so he's comparing it to that infant child seat. And he says, miracles were a necessity for the infant church to confirm the gospel that was being revealed to them and was in the process of revelation at the time. Remember a while ago we read from the scriptures that when the helper, the Holy Spirit, would come, he would, one, guide them and the apostles in all truth. He would refresh their memory of what Jesus had taught them during those 3 years that he was with them. He would reveal more truth to them. And he would confirm the revelation by miracles. Okay. Once again, showing the purpose of the miracles. And when that ministry was finished, the miracles were no longer necessary, and the Holy Spirit stopped doing them. And he uses 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8 to prove that. Okay. Now I've got that up on the screen. Or you can read it in on the handout in the next paragraph. 1 Corinthians 13, 8. Love never fails. Where there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it'll vanish away. For we know in part that we prophesy in part, but that which is perfect has come, and that which is in part will be done away. Okay? Okay, so what's going to cease? What's going to vanish away? The miracles, huh? The miraculous gifts. Okay.
They say. They say.
Well, the Bible says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul says it right here. Okay. Some claim that they have the ability, but have you seen them? No, they don't. They don't do it, and they certainly don't do them like Peter, Paul, and the apostles, where they lay hands on somebody and they're healed.
Sometimes in hindsight, it looks like it was a miracle.
Correct. Mm-hmm. May it appear as if it was a miracle, but nothing like what the apostles were. Okay. And why does it say that we don't have the miracles today?
That which is perfect has come.
That which is perfect has come. And what is perfect?
The Bible.
We have the revealed. We have the revealed word, the complete word, all that was necessary. All that is necessary. We can go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and he would say that we have the complete and all that is necessary. Okay, so that which is perfect, that's the Word of God. We have the complete and revealed Word today. So the miraculous gifts that accompanied the apostles, they were to help confirm what they taught, but today they're no longer needed. Okay? have a question or comment. Okay, that slide just shows you that they were deceased. The three that Paul listed, they evidently stood for all the gifts. Okay, I got this for us to think about. And we already answered that first question. Are people still healed today as they were in New Testament times? No. Will not see it. People claim from time to time, but you will not. It is not happening. Not like it was during biblical times. Huh? Okay. What I was reiterating that people are not healed today as they were during the apostles' time. Yeah.
That miraculous public audience.
Mm-hmm.
God steals.
But God still heals, yes. Mm-hmm. That's why we still pray that people heal. God will heal in His own way with the help of medicine, the help of doctors, and after a while, some people, they just get better. Can't explain it, but then you'll get better. God heals in His way. Okay, and I got this last question up there for us to think about. Would the cause of Christianity church be better off today if we had the miraculous gifts as the New Testament church did? What do you think?
With them, it would be easier for people to believe if we had them.
You know, it would be easy to think that and believe that. But was it true in Jesus' time? Did everyone believe that saw Jesus and heard Jesus? No. Most, well, they might have come to for their own self healing, but after that, did they accept Christ? No. No. Okay. I think that if it was really necessary, if it was really helpful, God would work miracles today. If it really would really help. Yeah, Burns.
Mm-hmm. People that are just hearing it.
Uh-huh. They wish they had. There are preachers who wish they had that power. But I do not believe that the church would be better off if we had the miraculous powers today. For that reason. For the very reason that I think God would have given us those abilities.
Uh-huh. Think about that and think, I mean that you talk about a condemnation of somebody. You know, you were enticed by the miracles and wonders, but really you're just hanging around and getting free food. And so I'm not sure humanity has changed very much. His last paragraph talking about a spectacle, right? These are called signs for a reason. They're a huge public spectacle. And if
It's for their own benefit in most cases. Yeah.
It's just a real sad
Draw attention to themselves. And by the way, Mac points that out in his I don't think we have time to. Yeah, we do. Okay. True, very true. Mm-hmm. Many people just went on their way. Did not, in fact, a lot of them.
Those who went on their way were so ingrained with the Jewish way, it was against their better,
uh-huh.
It affected their life if they accepted Jesus.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Also political. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple of minutes. Notice on the very bottom, very last paragraph of your handout. Still got your handout. These gifts had to do with revelation and confirmation of God's word. When 1 Corinthians was being written, the revelation was not complete. But when revelation was completed, and the Bible written, of course, partial knowledge would have ended. And once, excuse me. Okay. And once revelation have been confirmed by the miracles, there's no need to keep on confirming it with more miracles. The purpose of miracles in the church was served at that time. And since the Holy Spirit always works in conformity with the will of God in Christ, he has no divine purpose in performing miracles in today's church. No divine purpose. As a matter of honesty, dear friend, modern miracles are not said to be of the same purpose as New Testament miracles. They are done today for the glory of the self-acclaimed miracle performer. I know. I've been there. I've seen it. I've heard it. And some of you have seen it as well. Okay, next week, Todd will have the lesson. And it'll talk about the seal of the Holy Spirit. Seal of the Holy Spirit. I'm saying, they're telling me I've got to shut up. So I guess I will. Yeah.